AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump told reporters on board Air Force One the U.S. is negotiating with Iran directly and indirectly.
So we've had very good negotiations today with Iran, getting a lot of the things that they should have given us a long time ago. We'll see how it works out, but they're very good. Moving along very nicely.
The president also said Iran agreed to let 20 ships carrying oil pass through the Strait of Hormuz. And in a Financial Times interview, he said he's considering sending U.S. forces to seize Iran's Karg Island oil terminal. Meanwhile, Pakistan says it will soon host talks between the U.S. and Iran. The president did not comment on that, and Iran's parliament speaker dismissed it. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
A top Iranian official warning the U.S. against any ground invasion as regional diplomats meet in Pakistan in a push to end the war. Pakistan's foreign minister says they will soon host talks between the U.S. and Iran. In the meantime, the bombings and threats continue, with Iran saying it will target American educational facilities in the region unless the U.S. condemns the bombing of two Iranian universities. The American University of Beirut moving classes online. And as 2,500 U.S. Marines arrive in the region, Iran says its forces are waiting to set them on fire and punish their regional partners. And they are now getting help from the Houthi rebels. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, intense fighting continues between Israel and Hezbollah. I'm Julie Walker.
Major U.S. airports continued yesterday to recommend that passengers come several hours early. Trump has signed an executive order to pay TSA workers who haven't been paid in a month. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Four astronauts are set to blast off this week on the first manned mission to the moon in half a century. The Artemis II mission will zip around the moon, but it won't land. This year's men's NCAA tournament is down to its last four participants. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has more.
The Final Four is set. Illinois will face UConn, and Michigan will take on Arizona next Saturday. The Arizona-Michigan game is a matchup of top seeds. UConn, after a 19-point comeback for a 73-72 win over Duke, is seeded second and will play number 3 seed Illinois. The Huskies beat Duke with a 3-pointer from the logo with 0.4 seconds left by Braylon Mullins, who grew up just outside of Indianapolis. Arizona is the early favorite to take the title game next Monday in Indianapolis, according to BetMGM Sportsbook, followed closely by Michigan. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.